Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back my favorite blues band, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Leslie Grossman's here. Leslie's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. We love having her on the show. She's an extremely accomplished expert and has paid her dues to be an expert in women's leadership, women in business, but I've seen her in action with men and women and through her Vistage work. I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. And what a great leader she is and how she helps other people fulfill their dreams. Leslie, you know how proud I am of you, and thank you for all the years you've been giving us on the show. So we're celebrating International Women's Day during International Women's History Month, which we're doing here on the show all month long. Leslie, in the previous segment, you talked about how important a day like today is for young girls, young women, and let's get specific. What are some things, you know, the world, it is what it is. There's some things that need to be overcome, but can we also take a moment to recognize what has been accomplished? And from my world, let me give you an example. I interviewed Lillian Vernon once upon a time. I've interviewed women whose shoulders other women, even including you, you're still a young person, stand, and they told me about going to the bank to get a loan for their business, and the banker said, "Well, bring your husband back and we'll talk about it." Right?
That's right.
But guess what? There are laws against that now. You can't do that now. Now you can't. You know, you have to change minds too. But my point is, progress has been made. When we talk about International Women's Day, shouldn't we take what's been accomplished and build on that? What do you think?
And we should. That's exactly right. Things are much better than they were in the past, but progress has been slow. But if we look at, for instance, let's look at from a global perspective, right? We talked a little bit about the pandemic and how it's affected women previously, but we also look at, if you look in the all over the place, you realize that you find out that the countries that have done the best and lost the least lives in the world, they were led by women leaders. And that is an interesting thing to look at, because you look at, well, what did those women do differently that everyone can learn from? Mm-hmm. Women and men, right? In terms of leadership. Because women are now being recognized as having some innate qualities that are, as a leader, that are very, very positive, especially during a crisis like this.
But aren't we learning, also learning that it's not either or, it's both and? It's not just men leading or just women leading, it's when we have both. I mean, we're talking about symbiosis here, really, aren't we? In terms of getting as close to excellence as possible, we're not trying to find perfection, but as close to getting to excellence as possible, isn't it both and, not either or?
Absolutely, it's both and. Absolutely. And that's why women shouldn't be left out, because we need both men and women in leadership positions. And they've learned that. Many companies have learned that the more women they have in their C-suite, let's say, you know, they have a balance of men, more balance, and on board. Now we've, it always used to be exclusively men on corporate boards.
Right.
And the companies, the research has shown that when they bring up, let's say, one-third of the board is women, they get better profits. The revenues are better, and it's because they think different. We all think differently. So both of us, male and female, contributing to companies, to organizations, whatever it is, that's the best. That's the best.
One thing I know that happens, that where I can see what would cause what you're saying, the statistics you're quoting, is because when men talk to each other, we stipulate things and there's a certain code that we operate by, and it's our code. It's a men's code. It's not something that girls would enjoy, or maybe even understand, because it's kind of it's pretty masculine. But my point is in saying that is this: sometimes in that process, some things get left out because nobody wants to bring it up, because it might be a little less masculine. Nobody wants to bring it up, but it needs to be brought up. But if there's a woman in the room, she's going to bring it up and break through that little firewall, so to speak. You see what I mean? And I think that's where these prophets are coming at. I'm telling you from an inside. This is inside baseball I'm giving you here, Leslie. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. It is. And then men have to be, the reason that it's said that there should be at least one third of the women on the team is because often women don't get heard if they're the only woman in a group of men.
That's the problem, is it doesn't need to just be the token. But at the same time, I will remember when women joined my Rotary Club. When women, women weren't in part of Rotary for generations, and women joined my Rotary Club, and within a couple of years we had several women in our Rotary Club, and we welcomed them in. But then one of the women decided that she was going to create a little subgroup of women Rotarians, and I told her that's not going to work. If you want to be a Rotarian, you're going to be a Rotarian with all of us. And you know what I mean? I didn't like that she was going off segregating the women. And I said, you came here to be part of us, you're going to be part of us. And I happened to be president at the time. Going to take a quick break. Right back with Leslie Grossman. More on International Women's Day from somebody who knows all about that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.